This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney. It can start with a good morning nod, a handshake, or an invitation for a cup of coffee, the gesture that says welcome. Most folks here know Cincinnati is a good place to live, but often those who move into the area who don't identify with the East or West Side, who didn't go to high school here, can get the feeling Cincinnati's not all that accepting of outsiders. The Grand City Experiment is a movement to change that, to make our town a more inclusive and more welcoming place to live. Created by Sea Change, a leadership development program of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Grand City Experiment is inviting everyone to get involved in the project, and here to explain its mission and goals is Aftab Prayval, in-house counsel with Procter & Gamble and co-chair of the Grand City Experiment. Aftab, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I'm very excited to be here and to talk to you about our really exciting project.
You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Aftab, tell me the story behind this project. How many people came up with this idea for the Grand City Experiment? What got their attention in the first place that made them feel like this project was something that Cincinnati needed to do?
Absolutely. So you mentioned in the opening that this project came from the Sea Change Leadership Development Program, which is run by the Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce. Every year, Sea Change chooses around 50 young professionals and runs them through a year-long curriculum of professional development. In addition to the year-long curriculum, they pose every Sea Change class with an issue within Cincinnati to address and potentially work on. Last year, it was how to retain young talent in Cincinnati to prevent individuals from coming here and viewing Cincinnati as more of a way station on their way to the West Coast or the East Coast. This year, it's how to make Cincinnati more welcoming. So the 50 young professionals in Sea Change have chosen different ways to address that fairly broad and vague issue of more welcoming. Our specific team, the Grand City Experiment, made up of 15 of those 50 young professionals, think this project on a citywide basis will hopefully address that issue. The idea came from about a year and a half ago, or a little over a year. Krista Ramsey of the Inquirer wrote a series of editorials about a woman in her late 30s, early 40s, who had moved here with her family and her husband for a job. She had all of the tools and talents to be accepted within the community of Cincinnati, but for whatever reason found it difficult to fit in and to break through. And the headline was, Cincinnati is friendly, but not necessarily always welcoming. And so the idea really is to try and address that, to make Cincinnati a more inclusive and more welcoming city for all of its citizens and for all of its future citizens.
So Cincinnati might be a friendly place, but you're saying that friendliness does not always equal welcoming and inclusive.
Yeah, I think that's true. Is Cincinnati a welcoming place? It absolutely is. We believe Cincinnati is a grand city. That's why we named it the Grand City Experiment. Particularly in the last 5-6 years, there's so much momentum in Cincinnati. There's so much energy. It's clear that Cincinnati's best days are ahead of it. We want to take advantage of that optimism and challenge people to get outside of their comfort zones and to grow our community and to strengthen it. And specifically, we think the way to do that is through the Grand City Experiment. It's 31 days in October, starting October 1st, of random acts of kindness to make Cincinnati a more welcoming place. It could be as easy as the next time you're waiting in line for coffee, turn to the person behind you, ask them a few questions about their day, have a conversation, offer to buy a cup of coffee. Really small, fun, nice things to do for others that will challenge yourself, get you outside of your own comfort zone, and make someone else's day a little brighter.
So that's the basic concept. That's the extent of it. Just do something kind. Extend an invitation of some type to someone during the month of October. That's all that's behind this.
That's it. When the 15 of us on the team were brainstorming how we're going to address this issue, this really overwhelming, large, citywide issue, we thought, well, how did I feel welcomed in Cincinnati? Because not all of us are from Cincinnati. And the theme from all of our individual stories was an invitation to a conversation, a cup of coffee, maybe a pickup basketball game, an invitation to experience something together with someone new. And so the idea was to apply that citywide, and that's why we came up with the Grand City Experiment. It's really just an excuse for Cincinnatians to go up to a random person and have a shared experience. We think that 100 people doing that creates a ripple effect. 1,000 people doing that creates a citywide ripple effect. 30,000 people doing that creates a new community and a growth in our own culture.
Now, this reminds me of the old saying, practice random acts of kindness.
Absolutely. Sure. I mean, it's fun to do. It's nice to do. We think that the person that you're connecting with, that you're having this shared experience with, will enjoy it. We think you'll enjoy it as well. You'll have a pep in your step. And so the idea outside of obviously it being welcoming is that it's also fun. So we're trying to come up with fun, creative, and inclusive challenges for the 31 days in October.
Well, that's true. You have the concept of the daily challenge. You're asking people to submit ideas for daily challenges, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah. So we have a good idea of what we're going to do every month. As October 1st comes near, we'll really finalize what those challenges are. But right now, we're really focused on making them inclusive and making them fun. This really has the opportunity to be a unique event in Cincinnati. We don't think there currently is a citywide event that exists just for the good of the city. The Grand City Experiment is not a marathon. It's not a celebration of one culture. There's no beer or food involved. There are no winners or losers. The only real reason to participate in this event is for a shared sense of community and a shared sense of goodness. And we hope that while you're doing it, you're going to make great friends along the way, and you're going to have some fun.
So from a personal level, why did you get involved with the Grand City Experiment?
I wanted to be a part of the energy going on in Cincinnati. There's so many people, so many Cincinnatians invested in the community to try and make it better, to try and make it stronger. I thought this was a unique opportunity for me and my friends to jump in and make a difference, to really grow the community of Cincinnati and to strengthen it. You know, wouldn't it be cool if after the Grand City Experiment, Cincinnati wasn't known as the home of the Reds and Bengals or Cincinnati Chili, but the most welcoming city in Ohio? What if it's thought of as the most welcoming city in the nation? That's really the stakes that we're working on here. And we think we have the energy, the optimism, and the good ideas to make that happen.
And you're hoping this has a ripple effect and that this isn't just confined to October, that it keeps spreading beyond that.
We hope so. I really do. You know, 10 years from now, if someone's sitting at a dinner table with their best friend and someone asks them, well, how'd you guys meet? What's your story? And they said, we met because of the Grand City Experiment. That would be an awesome tradition, an awesome legacy. We're hoping that this idea lives on long past October. To create an actual cultural change, there needs to be a residual effect. I'm not sure what that looks like. I'm focused right now on October 1st and launching this thing. But we think there's enough momentum behind it right now. And hopefully there'll be enough momentum on October 31st that this will carry on and live on long past October.
We're talking with Aftab Purival about the Grand City Experiment. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Aftab, who can take part in this? I mean, it's anybody, and how do they get involved in it?
Yeah, as I mentioned, one of our goals and our primary goal is to make this the most inclusive event Cincinnati has ever seen. We want the retirees in Carthage and the 19-year-old in Northern Kentucky to sign up and get involved. We tried to make this as low barrier to entry as possible. So you go to our website, which is www.thegrandcityexperiment.com. You give us your email address, and that's it. You're signed up. On October 1st, you'll receive your first challenge. Do the challenges that speak to you. You don't have to do all of the challenges, and we'll ask you to share them on your social networks to create that viral momentum to keep us going through the end of October.
Have you gotten much response so far in terms of people saying, sign me up, I'm ready to do this?
We've gotten incredible response. Everyone who hears about this idea loves it and is inspired by it. The challenge is getting out to the entire greater Cincinnati community. If this event is only attended by or participated by young professionals in the urban core, we will view it as a failure. We really want to engage all of Cincinnati, and that's part of the reason why we're here today, to spread our message.
Any idea how many people have signed up so far?
Yeah, we've got nearly 2,000 people signed
wow.
up. by October 1st, we'd like that to be 5,000. Then our specific goal is 30,000. I know that sounds crazy, but we think this idea will gain enough momentum going into October to achieve that. And to help that along, starting in the middle of September, our real PR push will begin. So you'll see us on billboards on 75 and 71. You'll see us on social media. You'll hear us on the radio and hopefully also on television.
Give me your best sales pitch. What's the most compelling reason that somebody should participate in the Grand City Experiment?
I believe in the power of kindness. The power of kindness to change someone's day and to change our community. Imagine if 100 people did just one thing to make Cincinnati a more welcoming place. Imagine if 1,000 people did it. If we can get 30,000 people engaged in daily charge of kindness to make Cincinnati more welcoming, we could really transform the city.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And let's talk with Matt in Pleasant Ridge. Good afternoon, Matt. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Great idea, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm a transplant. Moved here in 99 to go to NKU. I've been living here ever since. My wife is originally from here. And one thing that I think Cincinnatians could improve on is not asking what school did you go to the first time they meet you.
What was the first question I asked you when you came in the door?
How to pronounce your name.
Well, that's true. You've got a better second question.
Second question is what school. I totally agree with you. And it's the challenge is often the question is what school you went to, not specifically what college or what high school. It's almost understood that individuals mean high school. And that really is in a nutshell the challenge, right? So when you're not from Cincinnati and you're asked what school you go to, there is no opportunity for a shared experience there because you didn't experience that high school rivalry or that specific English teacher. And so the conversation ends when you don't have the appropriate answer. It's certainly friendly because someone is asking you a question about yourself, but it's not necessarily welcoming because the question doesn't proceed from that initial question. There's nowhere for the conversation to go. So the Grand City Experiment will hopefully fix that or at least address it by creating shared experiences throughout the month of October. So instead of, hey, where'd you go to school? The question could be, hey, are you involved in the Grand City Experiment?
Well, nothing wrong with asking that question. You just have to get beyond that one question.
That's right.
That's the main
exactly.
thing, right? 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. AFTAB, so this is truly an authentic effort. There's no pretense. This really isn't about promoting anything. It's really just about making Cincinnati more inclusive and welcoming. Is that right?
That's right. We certainly have we've certainly fundraised through corporate sponsors and corporate partnerships. But this, if you looked at all of our branding assets, this is truly about Cincinnati. It's not about one culture or one company. It's about reaching out to all Cincinnatians and challenging them to make Cincinnati a more welcoming place. And it's not just for transplants or new people to Cincinnati. We want this to be more welcoming for existing communities in Cincinnati who maybe don't feel like they've been connected to the larger community as a whole. We want this to be the most welcoming city for current Cincinnatians and future Cincinnatians.
What are the benefits to the community from doing something like this? I'd have to assume there are all kinds of benefits, including maybe even economic benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I mentioned what if Ohio was considered the most welcoming city in Ohio, Cincinnati was considered the most welcoming city in Ohio, or in addition to that, the most welcoming city in the nation. That would certainly attract new and diverse talent to the city. That would keep new and diverse talent to the city. It's funny how the conversation has changed. 10 years ago, we were fretting about the brain drain and about individuals fleeing the downtown area. Now that people are coming back, we need to give them a compelling reason to stay, and that has direct economic benefit for the city and the region.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to be part of the conversation. Let's talk with Sarah in Lebanon. Good afternoon, Sarah. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, guys. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I think this is an absolutely amazing idea. I grew up in Greater Cincinnati. I've called Cincinnati my home, even though I'm from across the river in northern Kentucky. And I was telling the gentleman with whom I was previously speaking, I went away to school. I went to U of L. And so I was gone for 8 years getting my degree. I'm back in Cincinnati. I still consider it Cincinnati, even though I'm working in Westchester and my fiance and I live in Lebanon. It's an amazing idea. I was talking, if you take into account all of the different neighborhoods in Cincinnati, this is a great way to get us linked back up. I'm not just a member of a community in Lebanon, Ohio. I'm working in Westchester. I have a community of people there. All of my friends are still in Cincinnati. I think it's a great way to get people engaged in Cincinnati as a whole, including all of the greater Cincinnati neighborhoods. So awesome concept, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Well, thanks, Sarah. Appreciate
thank you so comment. Much. That's a great point. Cincinnati is a grand city, and part of what makes it grand is its various and diverse neighborhoods. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your neighborhood. I'm very proud of where I live. The challenging part is to making sure that pride doesn't cut you off from other communities that you could learn from. So the Grand City Experiment is really an attempt to unite all of those divided communities and neighborhoods.
So Aftab, what are the key dates to keep in mind for everything with the Grand City Experiment?
Yeah, today is a key
today
date.
Today is the key date. Today one is big key date. Okay.
Today you should go on the website and sign up, www.thegrandcityexperiment.com. October 1st will be the first day of the challenges. They'll run through the entire month of October. You can sign up anytime through the month of October. Also, we'll be doing some pop-up activations, some surprises in and around the city. We'll be doing some giveaways that are consistent with the challenge of the day. So you'll definitely see us around the city at large community events.
Are you hoping that this becomes an annual event?
I absolutely am. I am. There's the 15 people who are working on this, in addition to me, really do hope that this idea sticks. And if it's not us who are taking care of it next year or leading it in years to come, hopefully someone else will be inspired to pitch in for year two, year three, year four, year five.
Yeah, the ripple effect is certainly one of the most important aspects of this whole thing.
That's what we're hoping for.
And again, give us the website if people would like to get more information on this or to take part in it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.thegrandcityexperiment.com. We're on Facebook at thegrandcityexperiment.com, or excuse me, The Grand City Experiment. We're also on Twitter at TGC Experiment, and we're on Instagram, The Grand City Experiment.
And there's also a link to The Grand City Experiment at WVXU.org. And thank you very much for joining me this afternoon, Aftab.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
It was. Aftab Prevol, in-house counsel with Procter & Gamble, also co-chair of The Grand City Experiment. After the break, a look at Under Ocean Sculpture Parks, created by Jason Taylor. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.